Did the ghost really take a seat at the manager's supper table that night, uninvited? And can we be sure that the figure was that of the opera ghost himself? Who would venture to assert as much? I mention the incident not because I wish for a second to make the reader believe, or even try to make him believe, that the ghost was capable of such a sublime piece of impudence, but because, after all, the thing is impossible. Monsieur Armand Moncharmin, in Chapter 11 of his memoirs, says, "When I think of this first evening, I cannot separate the secret confided to us by Messieurs de Bienne and Poligny in their office from the presence at our supper of that ghostly person whom none of us knew." What happened was this. Messieurs de Bienne and Poligny, sitting at the center of the table, had not seen the man with the death's head. Suddenly he began to speak. "The ballet girls are right," he said. "The death of that poor Bouquet is perhaps not so natural as people think." De Bienne and Poligny gave a start. "Is Bouquet dead?" they cried. "Yes," replied the man, or the shadow of a man, quietly. "He was found this evening, hanging in the third cellar between a farmhouse and a scene from the Bois de la Haut." The two managers, or rather ex-managers, at once rose and stared strangely at the speaker. They were more excited than they need have been, that is to say, more excited than anyone need be by the announcement of the suicide of a chief scene-shifter. They looked at each other. They had both turned whiter than the tablecloth. At last, de Bienne made a sign to Messieurs Richard and Moncharmin. Poligny muttered a few words of excuse to the guests, and all four went into the manager's office. I leave Monsieur Moncharmin to complete the story. In his memoirs, he says, "Messieurs de Bienne and Poligny seemed to grow more and more excited, and they appeared to have something very difficult to tell us. First they asked us if we knew the man, sitting at the end of the table, who had told them of the death of Joseph Bouquet. And when we answered in the negative, they looked still more concerned. They took the master keys from our hands, stared at them for a moment, and advised us to have new locks made, with the greatest secrecy, for the rooms, closets, and presses that we might wish to have hermetically closed. They said this so funnily that we began to laugh and to ask if there were thieves at the opera. They replied that there was something worse, which was the ghost. We began to laugh again, feeling sure that they were indulging in some joke that was intended to crown our little entertainment. Then, at their request, we became serious, resolving to humor them and to enter into the spirit of the game. They told us that they never would have spoken to us of the ghost if they had not received formal orders from the ghost himself to ask us to be pleasant to him and to grant any request that he might make. However, in their relief at leaving a domain where that tyrannical shade held sway, they had hesitated until the last moment to tell us this curious story, which our skeptical minds were certainly not prepared to entertain. But the announcement of the death of Joseph Bouquet had served them as a brutal reminder that, whenever they had disregarded the ghost's wishes, some fantastic or disastrous event had brought them to a sense of their dependence.